Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Welcome all. Welcome, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
And
we have truth this morning.
Oh, we sure do.
Yeah. Segment two is really great. Lady Liberty did a really great interview with Butterfly from Veterans on Patrol, who's up here from the border right now, but we'll be heading back down, but gave us a report, very eye-opening report that was in segment three from the Sunday night podcast. You can listen to that full length of that, about 26-minute interview, but we've got a snippet for you this morning.
That's right. And you know, coming right off the heels of the Sound of Freedom, where all of us are going, we want to help. What can we do?
Yeah.
This is way too big of a horror to be allowed to happen in our lifetime. I mean, I would be horrified by this if this was in some foreign country, if this was in Guatemala or Colombia or Honduras or someplace where you might expect this kind of filth.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case. It's in America, and America is leading the charge in child trafficking. America
right.
is number one. And so to think that our great nation has fallen to this level is what is the most staggering part to me.
And the criminal part here, additionally, and another criminal part to this, is that those with a heart for ministering to children, the broken, lost, abused children that are being trafficked, you have American citizens, patriots, that are going down there to intercept these kids, to get them out of that trafficking lane, now being harassed by Border Patrol,
federal
government. Things have shifted since last year when we, I think it was the first time we interviewed Butterfly was last year, if maybe not the fall before, but they had a good working relationship. That has changed.
Right.
And that is a reflection of this regime. It's their policies that are coming down. They've trickled down to finally hit the border in this level. It's not just not giving them funding or the tools they need or you know, not letting the wall get built. Now we're starting to see that come through in the boots on the ground border agents.
Right. And I think one of the more shocking statements from that interview was I mentioned to Butterfly that we've been hearing that the actual numbers of illegal invaders that have been coming across our border, it's actually closer to 11 million because mm-hmm. they've been saying 6 million, but that's way too conservative.
Right.
And so I said, so 11 million people have crossed this border. And from what you've seen with your own eyes, what are the percentages of the children? How many of these people coming across are actually little kids? And she said, the majority.
Isn't that something?
The majority. And so and she describes that this whole thing is government-funded
right.
and supported cartel trafficking of children.
Yes.
And so that to me says war. I and especially when she describes that 100 miles deep from the border, the cartels are in control of everything.
Right.
And that also says war to me. And so, you know, where are the people that are supposed to be in charge, that are elected to these positions to prevent any such thing from happening? And so, I don't know, this interview is staggering.
Yeah, it is. So you'll be able to go to radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com and listen to the full length interview. We've got about 5 minutes from that. We're going to air for you this morning. And this is alarming. This is so deeply troubling. It's like you said, it's war. We're at war, and most of the people are numb. They're kind of staggering around, oblivious,
right?
While this thing is just crumbling in around us, you know, and caving in slowly,
right?
And it's just getting tighter and tighter, but nobody pushes back. This is what Solzhenitsyn said in his book, the Gulag Archipelago, where he asked the question. Once we were burning in the camps, we wondered, you know, when should we have resisted?
Right.
And you know, it's always too late. And here we are. We've got leadership that won't step up into the. We have congressional oversight committees that are barking and waving their fingers and saying they're going to impeach so-and-so, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. We have leaders, generals, retired generals. We have the leadership that are not stepping up. They're not going George Washington yet. There's not a Continental Congress which needs to form. I mean, we are two different countries now. We have to accept the fact that we are not repairable.
Well, exactly. And the other part is that, just like Jim Caviezel is saying, this can all be stopped with just closing the border, all of it.
Right.
And so the fact that
fighting to keep open.
Yeah, which that, now they're fighting our own people that are volunteering to go down there and try to just help these little kids.
Threatening them.
They're threatening them, chasing them with helicopters now, and these are it's just stunning. It's staggering, all in the same thing. But here's the best part is we can help. Each and every single last one of us is blessed by God with some talent, with some blessing. And we can each use every single thing that we're blessed with to help in this area.
Right.
If you're blessed with a good job, then you're blessed with finances. Send veterans on patrol money.
Right.
Support them. Send them gas cards. Send them. I would love to just see people just dive right in and say, "Yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. I can help with my finances. I can help with taking an RV down there and assisting. I can help with reposting. I can help with hounding these elected officials. I can help all day long. If I've got a finger to push a button on my phone, I can help."
Right, because this is an existential threat. I mean, we are on the edge of dying, non-recoverably dying.
That's right.
Because not only is it's grotesque enough what's happening with children being trafficked across, but terrorists from multiple countries that hate our guts are sneaking in. You've got saboteurs from China that are infiltrating our country, getting as many people in as possible, waiting for the orders.
Yep.
Right. As soon as China goes kinetic with Taiwan, it's like it's time to turn America's lights out.
That's right.
And the southern border is facilitating that pre-invasion force. I mean, I'm frustrated because there's no George Washingtons, there's no Thomas Jeffersons, John Adams, Samuel Adams, the men who formed a Continental Congress, a alternative government. Okay, that says this is the new American government.
Right.
Start convening, start holding elections, start getting a parallel government in place, you know, and start training a parallel military to defend America.
Right.
From the infiltrators. I mean, we're...
Well, and the thing is we need them yesterday.
And I was going to say, we're late. We are late.
Right.
So...
Well, and so, I mean, this is the picture. This is the reality of what we're looking at. And don't turn away. Don't turn away because you can do something. And don't turn away when you can do something and then just feel guilty. Just recognize what you have that you can help with. And we're going to provide you with all of the contact information, you know, where, I mean, you'll listen to the interview. She sees these little children go mm-hmm. past her all day long. Right. She's in the zone where most of these children are coming across.
Right. Yeah. There are certain gaps where certain types of trafficking are higher than in other areas. This one is a very high trafficked area for moving children and women across.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And some of us think, well, you know, maybe the older generations are thinking, well, I'm feeble, I can't do anything. That's not true. If you're retired, guess what you have? You have time.
Right.
You have time. You can help and do all sorts of things with time. And yes. Especially if you've got time and a little resources, such as an RV. My goodness, right. Most of the people in Veterans on Patrol are retirees.
Yeah, they're driving around in vehicles and calling things in when they see, you know, a group of children walks right up to them, right?
Yeah.
And they minister to them, they give them a Bible, they give them contact information, and they can even follow them through the process to make sure they actually get to a true sponsor.
Right.
You know, and it's just wow. Or you can be preparing meals and help at the, you know, the main base camp.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, supporting the people, the boots on the ground that are out there driving or walking roads and calling, you know, actually intercepting the kids and
that's right.
Sheltering them.
Hey, if you're a trucker, organize a convoy headed to the border. I'm not kidding. We've all got talents. Every single last one of us can decide, you know what? I'm an American and I hate what I'm looking at. I absolutely loathe what is going on inside our borders because of this communist coup, and I am going to do something about it.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, we want to make sure we leave plenty of time for this soundbite from Butterfly in segment two. So we'll get into the word of the day right now. And what do you have for us, by the way?
Well, it's so appropriate, as always. The Lord is
of course
perfect. The Lord is perfect and nothing short of it. And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, which read under the title, God's Everlasting Love. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that's it.
Yes. That is a great, what an encouraging scripture. And if he's with us, who can be against us?
It's so appropriate for the topic, isn't it? And for this time when, you know, right when we're looking at the end times and these terrible things are happening.
Yeah.
And we're going, how can we do this? Well, you know, that's the whole thing of God's everlasting love. God loves those little kids.
Yes.
He loves us, and he calls us to be his hands and his feet. And we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
That's right.
And so if we want that border to be sealed up, we have the total ability to do that.
Yeah, that's true. If there's enough that are willing, where's the willingness? Where's the American spirit? Where's the fight? Where's the moral imperative? You know, I mean, come on, Christian patriots.
That's right.
You know, and God will be with you if you'll step out in faith, if you'll stand up for what's right.
He blessed you so that you can be a blessing to others.
Right. Yeah.
That's the whole reason any of us are blessed with anything at all. And so, you know, what was interesting was on Saturday, we were doing our typical awesome Bible study and listening to cool sermons. And we were listening to a Hebrew teacher from Jerusalem, and he was describing, the question is, what is love? Right?
Right.
Well, what is love? According to the Hebrew language, as you all know, the Hebrew letters are not just letters. They're letters, they're pictograms, and they represent numbers.
Yes.
And so God created this amazing language to cover all the bases, right?
Right.
And so when he dissected the letters that make up the word love in Hebrew, it basically breaks down to pictograms of giving.
Yes.
And that love is giving. And so I thought, wow, that's kind of an interesting concept. But if, you know, if that's
right,
if that's God making that definition through that language, that's fascinating.
Exactly. The word love in Hebrew, I can't remember, I can't even pronounce it. But yeah, you're right. It's all broken down. It defines what love is, like
yep.
you said, like giving. So it's not just the word, like we, you know, you come up with the word lamp, you know, why would you call it a lamp? Well, it's just what we decided we're going to call it, you know, but if, you know, is a Hebrew word and God writing lamp, you'd have the letters and numbers and everything broken down. And it would, like, without being the word lamp, it would describe a lamp.
Right.
You know, and so that's how, like the word love in Hebrew, I can't even explain it the way we'll post it on the Telegram channel. And it was pretty fascinating how he described it, because I don't speak Hebrew, but I love watching the biblical based studies on different keywords and concepts where they dissect the Hebrew words that are used in certain parts. And
right.
It's like a God's authentication on top of it. It's like his thumbprint on it, right? It's like his seal is in it, just because of the design of it is mind-blowing.
Right.
You know, the thought, the design.
Right.
Intentionally designed.
And he was saying that basically the more we give, the more it causes us to love.
Yeah.
Too. So, you know, like a husband and wife, if they don't typically give much to the other, they can actually increase their love by giving each other more.
Right.
Giving. It's your it's that selfless humility. It's the same thing that we just spent a month studying.
Yes.
How to not be prideful is to think of yourself less.
Right.
To give more.
Yep.
Right? And so there it is. Humility basically surrounded in giving.
Yeah.
Giving of yourself.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty astonishing. I just love that teaching. That's very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, he started off with, you know, okay, so love. What is love? And then the long pause.
Yep.
Long enough for you just to actually start, you know, formulating an answer yourself.
Right.
You're like, well, you know, it's love is, well, you know. It's love. It's I never had to really think about it, define it, you know. And
right.
But yeah, it was very well done. It was very thought-provoking and very revealing.
Yeah, yep, yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right, well, thank you for that. And that is coming from Romans.
Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
There we go. Yep. Got it. All right, cool. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We've got Butterfly, a segment from Lady Liberty's interview with her. Stick around. This is Radio Free Redoubt. The morning commute will continue right after this.
The world is caught in an era of socialist expansion. Most of the nations are affected. And America is a target. In fact, the number one target of both the socialist and the communist. If we permit our great system to crumble through the apathy of our citizenship, we shall lose not only our freedom, but our prosperity and our still brighter future.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. but it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Good morning and welcome back. This is segment two. If you're just joining us, this is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two, by the way, is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. And like I said, if you're just joining us, so we have a clip here from an interview that Lady Liberty did for yesterday's or last night's Sunday evening weekly podcast that you can go and listen to yourself. But I'll let you take it from here, Lady Liberty.
Well, great. Yes, everyone, and welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white. And we all know that the thing with God is love, right?
That's right.
Well, just from the word of the day, God's everlasting love, and this is what we can do in our part to help those in need, these little children. And so we're going to play this clip for you from, it's a little clip from the interview with Butterfly. And after it's done, I'm going to go ahead and give you all of her contact information because she needs the help. Veterans on Patrol need a ton of help, a ton of financial backing, all sorts of different things. They can use it all, and they are worthy of everything that you have to give. So we asked her to just explain everything that she was experiencing on a daily basis. And so listen to what she had to say.
Starting off down there, we would work alongside a Border Patrol. The children would come through. We'd minister to them. Border Patrol would then show up, and the children would be processed through, dropped through Child Protective Services, and then disappear into our system. Because they're not, when these kids come through with a piece of paper that the cartel's given them, there's no check past that. They are sent to that person. That's usually an illegal. They're not vetted, not anything. So they're basically handed off to the trafficker.
Wow.
But the thing was, we were able to freely be available for these kids, pick up trash. We were working with Border Patrol, and it was going fantastic. The whole situation sucks. We still, when we knew there was child trafficking going on, even in the moment, couldn't help these kids. From our standpoint, it was called kidnapping. It's still government-funded, cartel-run child trafficking. But what we have now is a Border Patrol that's completely run by politicians, and the Border Patrol is being, they are threatening. Every time you go down there, I get told, Butterfly, we're going to confiscate your car. We're going to confiscate your gun. We're going to put your dog in the pan. We're going to put you in jail. You can't be here. You can't pick up trash. You can't help the children. And this while we're watching a cartel coyote running drugs into our state.
Wow.
Our United States. So it's not getting easier, but God's moving. Now, the first time when I went back last fall, and now we're in this change where Border Patrol is just chasing me down and threatening me, and it was awful. I says, what are you guys doing? We've been working together. Why, you know, these kids disappear. If somebody is not here at this line to meet these children and trade information, the 87,000 the government's even mittened to is nothing. These kids disappear. And through our organization, with Border Patrol helping us even on the other side, we were able to get kids to safety, whether we were pulling them off the traffic line or making sure that this government child services, which is a traffic company in itself, wasn't ripping these kids out of the arms of their families that do live here. Because regardless, they're coming through. So in Jesus' name, if they're going to a real mom and a real dad, even though they're still cartel owned, these families, everybody owes the cartel the families together, and we can work it out from there. We can supply and help out and get them to safety, even as a family. So this is the way the people, God moves it. But now So I've got a couple of guys who went down this weekend. God bless them. And Border Patrol, when we're down there, all of a sudden they're on the hole. They're not that they politicians, those lining their pockets using our tax dollars to keep this child traffic line going, this human traffic line going, does not want anybody to step in and get in the way of that. This is the flesh. This is big money.
Oh my gosh.
Child that comes through and is you know, they can be used and used and used again. And then when they're broke down and used up, they can be sold into adrenochrome or organ harvesting.
Oh
they're worth
gosh.
A lot of money. These kids are worth millions. I picked up the trash and was heading back to camp. And who's that in the middle of the road? I'm like, who is that? And I come up and it's a little 8-year-old boy from El Salvador that the cartel had kicked through and abandoned by himself. And he was lost. And God made it perfect timing. God always does that. I'll end up on a side road or coming here or coming there, and God's got a divine appointment with a baby or a mom fleeing with her children or several children together.
Wow.
And God's worked it out. And then I'll be able to not just minister to them, but sometimes I'm able to follow them all the way to where they're going and keep an eye and make sure they've arrived safely and or that they're brought to safety. And
right.
It's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. All right, Lady Liberty, you've got the contact information where they can follow along and learn more.
That's right. You can email Butterfly at info.vop@protonmail.com. And again, it's info.vop@protonmail.com. And you can call and leave her a text and she will get back to you. Her phone number is 509-263-4612. And one more time, that telephone number is 509-263-4612. And on Telegram, she has her own channel at The Border on Telegram. And so look her up there as well.
All right, guys, well, we're out of time. Go check out the full-length interview at RadioFreeReadout.com or our Podbean site. Otherwise, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.